This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This year, Wisconsin Public Radio is going beyond the ballot, asking people what issues are important to them this election season. One issue people keep bringing up is Governor Scott Walker's landmark collective bargaining law, known as Act 10. Passed in 2011, the law still provokes strong feelings, Sean Johnson reports.
It's been more than 7 years since Governor Scott Walker first introduced the bill now known as Act 10 that all but eliminated the union rights of most public employees. 7 years since protesters flooded the Capitol. And unions vowed revenge.
When I say union, you say power. Union!
Power!
Union!
Power!
Union!
And it's been more than 6 years since people voted in Wisconsin's recall election, a race Walker won.
Voters really do want leaders who stand up and make the tough decisions.
And yet, over the course of 2018, when Wisconsin Public Radio spoke to voters around the state, Act 10 is still something they remember.
Well, Act 10 certainly hurt people in the public sector, and me included.
One of the questions WPR's Beyond the Ballot project asks everyone is whether there's a time when the government hurt them. That's when Fitchburg City worker Gus Vanderwegen brings up Act 10.
My pay didn't drop, but I had to pay for that extra chunk of retirement and whatever, so that if it was an effective pay drop that we haven't recovered from yet.
That's also when former Beloit city worker Gary Zimmerman brings up Act 10.
As I was a public employee for 36 years, and when Scott Walker pretty much decimated the unions, that hurt quite a bit, hurt me financially, and as far as my rights as a union member, I lost a lot of my rights as a union member, too. That hurt pretty bad.
Heidi Peterson of Chippewa Falls used to belong to a union for her job in local government. Not anymore.
There really wasn't any reason to participate anymore because they just don't have a lot of rights.
These are all stories people volunteer. Some remember their unions vividly. That's kept pressure on Democrats to remember Act 10, too. Walker's Democratic challenger, Tony Evers, says if he's elected, he'll repeal the law piece by piece.
I was against Act 10 right from the beginning. I would support repealing it, but we just can't wait. We have to make those building blocks, put those building blocks in place.
For Walker, Act 10 remains his calling card.
The big government union bosses are back. Remember, we took their power away and gave it to the hardworking taxpayers.
Walker talks about efforts to repeal the law about as much as Democrats do. Polling from Marquette University has consistently found the public divided over Act 10, although the divide is largely partisan. It's popular with Republican voters like Waukesha resident Carrie Calton, who's a superintendent at a cemetery. Calton thinks government unions were too powerful before Act 10.
So when a union becomes more powerful than the people of the state, they will coerce politicians to pass laws in their favor, which don't really help an entire people of the state.
For others, unions are something they've only heard about but never experienced, like elementary school teacher Jeff David, who didn't teach in Wisconsin until after Act 10.
I came into education in 2011, so I saw the protests happened in Madison against it, and I read about it, so I guess I never really experienced what kind of opportunities I could have had as a professional teaching pre-Act 10.
Other issues are dominating the 2018 campaign for governor, but the debate over unions and Act 10 is still simmering. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.